Yud Zayin Adar, 15th of March, Rabbi David Halpin, Shoylin Vajorishim Hilchas Achag Pesach, Shloshim Yom Kippur.
Just
moment.
The Shloshim Yom Kippur, which actually, in the Poskim bring it starts on the day of Purim. The Shloshim Yom starts on Purim. It occurred to me, the book says that before you have the Siddur's Purim, you should learn Torah. But I say, like, hear them voice or Oira. As I'll say, Oira, it's Torah. So what do you learn? You start Hilchos Pesach. How do you start the Mishnah? The first Mishnah in Sefer Pesachim. Oira Arbusa. Tell them, hear them voice or Oira. Darim is Maguna, Oira Arbusa. Shleshim Yom Kippur. It says, Halucha Shechon Ruch. It's a Gemurah. What is this? Is this time a bit of advice? Push the advice to prepare yourself well in advance. Everybody knows that Pesach cleaning you have to start a few weeks before Pesach.
Yeah.
If you have a large house, you have to start more than 4 weeks. And so we're being advised that Hilchos Pesach, 66, I think, Simunim in Shechem Urach. So you have to have time to prepare. Shloshim Yom, Eitzah Tovah. It's not just an Eitzah Tovah. It has halachic repercussions. The Bihalucha brings around that if two people come with a shalat to a poiset, a roof, one has got Hilchos Pesach, one for something else, in the 38th before Pesach, he has to first answer the one who asked Hilchos Pesach, living Bihalucha, come to show you. So we'll see, there's another halucha lamas also. What's the makar for this? What's the makar that you have to prepare Shloshim Yom? If it's Eitzah Tovah, we don't need a makar. It's Eitzah Tovah. But lamas, it's a halucha. It's the first halucha in Hilchos Pesach. The Gemara Pesuchim. Omer Vino Marav. Hamafarish Vayetz B'Shiyur. If somebody's traveling away before Shloshim Yom, he doesn't need to be boiled chumitz. If it's in the Shloshim Yom, he does. I won't go into details of this halucha because it's a machlokes to the Gemara exactly what it means. Does he plan to come back? Does he not plan to come back? But you see, there are some haluchas which is in the Gaya, the 30 days before Pesach, the Gaya of Bedikas Chumitz. So if you make Bedikas Chumitz in the 30 days before Pesach, it's already shayach to Pesach. The Gemara, what's 30 days? What's the inyan of 30 days? Han is Shloshim Yom, Maya Vidatayi. What's the inyan of 30 days Bedikas Chumitz and Shayachas? Kedesanya. Shoyalin v'doyvishin b'hilchas ha-Pesach, it's a b'raisa, koydim ha-Pesach shloshim yoyim. So because we see that the haluchas of Pesach are supposed to be learned in the 30 days before Pesach, so there's the hilchas b'dikas chumas also have got some shayachas though. B'shim gamliel is zook t'shtei shabus. It's my tamah. What's the tamah of the time that comes shloshim yoyim? He brings that pusik. Moshe Rabbeini, oymed b'Pesach rishon, imazal ha-Pesach sheni. Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Yidden the Hilchos Pesach Sheini when Erev Pesach v'yanushim shahoy tzemeim v'nefesh udom v'leoch v'yas ha-Pesach v'yamahir v'zilom v'negura, and Moshe Rabbeinu told them all the haluchos of Pesach Sheini. What's the hurry? He could have told them 3 weeks time, in 4 weeks time. He told them today. It's a raya that shloishim yom koy demachav, you have to learn the haluchos. Think Tosfos. They came with the Shabbat. What was he supposed to do? They come back in 3 weeks' time. They came with a shala, lomo negura. Why should we not be able to bring the carbon Pesach today? So what's Moshe Rabbeinu supposed to say? I'll tell you in 3 weeks' time. He had to tell them. He had to tell them the haluchos that there's a Pesach sheni. You're not bringing a Pesach rishon. You're bringing a Pesach sheni. So Tosfos took an interesting solution. Well, for him, Tosfos shom. Aval gav shal yedei sheinu se hiske kloy malhen mekol mokum lahor tzurach lahadach. He should have just said three words. Al Tarsi Pesach. Because it said, don't do Pesach. We'll talk about it another time. Don't do Pesach. Why do you have to give the whole parish of Pesach Sheni, the parish of Balosul, the whole parish of Pesach Sheni? It's a raya that you have to, 30 days before Pesach, you have to really learn the haluchos. The Tosfos do a kishas ha'olam. Tosfos could have responded to the question by just saying, Al Tarsi Pesach, without saying the whole parish. Do a kishas ha'olam. The kishas ha'olam developed. The Welt fragt die Kasche. A stickel chidde die Kasche. We know one of the haluchas in Hilchos Korban Pesach is ve'etzem lo sishu boi. You mustn't break the bone of Korban Pesach. What about a bone which has got inside moich, which is meat? It's a mitzvah to eat. Every kazayat of Korban Pesach is a mitzvah to eat. It has to be eaten. Are you allowed to break the bone in order to have access to the meat or the nisht? Bring the Gemara zoi. Shteik ve'etzem lo sishu pri boi. Echad etzem shi yesh boi moich. It means even if it has a moich. I said for ochres a busa balay laze. It's talking about the rest of the busa. But this busa you don't eat. How do we know? So the gemara, the chava mina got kavein. The chava mina. You should say, I say doichelois esa. The asay of achilas every kazayis of korban pesach should be eaten. The asay of korban pesach of achilas pesach should be doichelois esa fin etzim lesish briboy. So the gemara. It says by Pesach Sheni again, which is Ibrit. We know it's from Pesach Rishon. So because the Torah repeats it a second time, that teaches us, Afila Yesh by Moyach, you're not allowed to break it. This halacha we learn from the Parsha of Pesach Sheni. Had Moshe Rabbeinu not told them this Parsha, they wouldn't have known it. So they would have, in Pesach Rishon, broken the bones which has got Moyach in the Meinik. Because I said, so you had to tell them the Parsha, or at least you had to tell them, this halucha, just to answer by saying Al Tasi Pesach, as the initial choice says, Al Tasi Pesach wouldn't have been sufficient. Al Tasi Pesach, they would have broken these bones. So what's the Pshat and Toysa says, Al Tasi Pesach? He has to teach them the haluchas, was shteik by Pesach Sheini, at least this halucha, that you should know, I ate him, she is boy moyach. You're not allowed to break. Kisha so oil. What? It's essen. So I'm achilles. Not then. The other yid. The Kdirin of Zenatua was I Essen Kolben Pesach. Yeah, that was I doing this. But the Yidin came to Shav. He hadn't yet told the Pesach Sheni. He's already told Pesach. So at that stage, nobody knew this halucha that you mustn't break a bone just by Moich. So you're allowed. When they came to Shav, then he told them the whole Pesach Sheni, and then suddenly the Roskang and Chris Glantz, 600,000 Yidin, you should know. Eitzim sheyesh b'moyach, he mustn't break. Had he not told this parsha, they wouldn't have known it.
They would have asked the mishala.
What's a jangfan?
What?
Esad d'chalises. What's a jangfan?
Why not? I'm saying, on the night of Pesach, they would have said to Moshe Rabbeinu, are we allowed to break the bone to get to the moyach?
Esad d'chalises. Every father in the family of the child of Shimon, in any case, it's not enough to say Al Tasi Pesach. He should have said it. And apparently this halucha, for whatever reason, had there not been a whole story of Pesach Sheni, somehow there would have had to be a different way how the Beishim would have told him this halucha. The Maaseh, it was told in the Pesach Sheni, in that context. Why it was told there? Why is it? It's a kishas ha'olam, dance of Welt. If you want to know who the olam is, this is the deep straight nekash, this is the olam. Is that a pshat kashtikla dva chidid, a pshat kashtikla the pilpul. The Purim Yufas, this is the floor, Rebbe, Talmud of Mazicha Magid, the Tep Rebbe of Hosefer, the brother of Rebbe Shmuel Kenickelsburg. The Purim Yufas is, what was their shala when they said Luma Nigura? Well, obviously, they're Tumah, they can't bring the Korban Pesach. Mainly, they can't eat the Korban Pesach. The Gemara discusses they could have bought it, but they can't eat it. The Korban Pesach has to be the Oichlov. They couldn't eat the Korban Pesach. Somebody's Tumah is the Issa the Raisa to eat the Korban Pesach. Push it. So what was their shala Luma Nigura? They can't. So, oh, it's finished. The Shalei Gevei, no, Efshe again, Esa Lecheles Esa. Mitzv Zachir is Korban Pesach, should be Doicha, the Esa of Tema. Esa Lecheles Esa. So what's the Shalei Gevei? Lechmaat Esa Lecheles Esa. The Shalei is that it brings a Gemura that if somebody is Tuma and he eats Kodshim, he's over to a virus. He is Tuma and he's Metama the Kodshim. It's two alarm. The Shalei, the Bekante Shalei, the Chodesh Shoinim, if I say I say, what happens? You're confronted with a situation where you have an assay, and to be behind that assay, you have to be doicha two loisesses. Do we say I say doicha loisesses or two or only one? Machlokes is shown in, there's a toifus, say for krisis, various we shouldn't discuss it. The machlokes. So this was the shala. The shala was, we are tumma, we have to be over two loisesses to eat the korban pesach. The mitzvah is only one. Is I say the chala, two or the nisht. As if the Purim Yufas was the shala. Then he goes into Meir Pilpul. I think think on this Mahalach can we understand Efshazoi. Toist was freaked. What's the Havamina that you're allowed to break the Korban Pesach to eat the Moich? The Asay is the Achilas HaMoich. The Lois Hesse is breaking. We have a klal. Asay Deich Lois Hesse has to be beidna. In the same moment as you do the Lois Hesse, you're Makam Asay. To do that, Lois Hesse first. And afterwards the Asay, we don't say Asay Deich Lois Hesse. The Gemara example is somebody shechted chicken in Yom Tov, permitted, and he realizes he hasn't got ufor to make kisadam. To be makanda kisadam, he's got the brayer, but to take some earth and toichem. Say the chalais is it. We're not talking about Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's nishkam. It's a kudus. It's a lab. The shala. Say the chalais is it. The Gemara says not idna. When you're doing, when you're grinding it, you're doing that first, and after you're covering it, so it has to be idna. The bezoi. What's the havamin? That you're allowed to break eitz and sheesh by moich because you want to be mekayem da'asei. The loy says is the breaking, da'asei is the eating. It's not beidna, they freak traces. Traces in psuchim. On the side, then who, if it's a shas, a little oasis, he says, ayin, piske traces is buchim. Piske traces is buchim says a shizal chidish. That such an assay, which is no way to be mekayem assay without being over the loisess before, doesn't have to be beidna. In other words, kise adam, you can be mekayem kise adam in a normal way without having to grind. You've come in a situation where you didn't have any ufa. But this bosa, which is inside the bone, there's no way to be able to eat it without breaking it. So because it's not shy andish, it doesn't have to be beidna. Chedich gazach. L'choyle, the way, yeah?
I thought you only had to cook it whole without breaking a bone.
Yeah, but you, how are you going to have access to the...
Not just eating it.
How would you eat it?
Well, you could eat it and break a bone, but it's only the cooking, I thought, was the original mitzvah of...
Listen, you mustn't break it. Okay. Raw or cooked. I suppose, well, you could do maybe, I don't know. Wouldn't help. If you cook it, make it soft. Instead, when you eat it, you're breaking it. That's going to shop with him. I'm just adding something, I don't know if it's true, that Tyson says that if you've got no bread, it doesn't have to be beidna. So, if you confront a situation where you've got no bread now because you haven't got ufa, it's also got no bread. So, it was a no, because normally you could, it has to be beidna. Where it's not shaykh to get access to this musa without breaking it, then it doesn't have to be beidna. I think it's Kenzan, maybe he means that really it doesn't have to be beidna, but it has to be moichich, it has to be clear that you're doing it in tzorech mitzvah. So if you're just grinding something, earth, who knows it's in tzorech mitzvah. But a bone, which is the only way to get to the busa, is through breaking it, maybe that's the chilek what he means. It doesn't have to be beidna. So it's the shigol chidishti. This shala, does it have to be beidna or nisht? Asay Deich Eloi Sese. The Gemara says that Pi Svura, we should not say Asay Deich Eloi Sese. Two reasons. First of all, you have a mitzvah to do, you're confronted with a situation where you've got a chiyuv to do a mitzvah. The only way to do the mitzvah is through being over a lav. Without the pusik, Shaval Tasa. So if you make do an aveira to do a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of aveira. You've got no bray, you're nihilist. You can't do the mitzvah. You've got kisi adam. A mitzvah kisi adam. But the only way to do kisi adam is to grind, to be over chil yom tov. So what do you do? If not for the pusik, Shaval Tasa. Go and do an aveira to do the mitzvah mahechatesa. But the Gemara says much more than that. The Gemara says the aveira is more chumer than the bit lasei. You're either going to be over an aveira of chil yom tov, or you're going to be mevatel an asei of kisi adam. What's worse? So the Gemara, bitl asei is less problematic than being over lav. How do we know? It's a greater aveira to be over lav than bitl asei. Why? How do we measure what's great and what's was less great? There's a Gemara in Yima, Gemara in Shvias. The way to measure it is to see what's the oynish. A greater oynish shows that this is more chumah. The oynish of bittel asei, there's no malchus for bittel asei. the oilish of Oiva Lav is Malchus. So it seems to be that Aveira of Lav is greater than Bitla Said. Loises a chumma menez of Gushna Gomorrah. So Apisvura, we shouldn't say Aseid or Loises. Don't do the Aseid, Bitla Said. The Torah was Machadish? Yes, Aseid or Loises. Well, once the Torah is Machadish, then it's going to pass it. As Ramban is a Bislam Mazbo, or as the Beshech Chochm explains Ramban, that the Torah is telling us if a person bemeis it intentionally, he's over an Aveira Lav, he's doing a greater Aveira, he's a bigger Rusha, the other person who is Mevatel an Aseid. Between the two Rushuim, he's a bigger Sheget. But where you're not doing it because you're Sheget, you're an Oinus. The child is, where is it better to be an Oinus? So the Torah is teaching us it's better to be an Oinus on the Lo Yisesser than to be an Oinus on Aseid. So that if Emphat Abyssal after the limit, without the limit, I wouldn't have said that. But the Torah is teaching us that where you're not doing it on purpose, you're doing what the Torah tells you to do. The child is, where should I apply my Oinus? Rather be an Oinus on the Lo Yisesser than an Aseid. There's two ways of looking at it, more than two ways, at least two ways. One, you can say, all right, there's a person that the Torah rather wants you to do that, say, even on the Cheshmer of Loises. There's another explanation, I think the Yeshias Yankov is of this. Why the Torah tells us, I say, the Loises. The man, whatever he does, he's an Oinus. He's not doing a Bibis Natoi. He's an Oinus on one of the two. When a person is an Oinus, on a loisesser, he's lost less than a person is an oinus on an asay. Because the Rishalmi says, onse command the loy uvad omrinan. If you're an oinus, you did that avera, you have to eat something crank, you have to eat treifa. He's an oinus. It's as if he didn't eat treifa. Oinus, rachmona pacha. If a person is an oinus, he can't eat matzah. He's an oinus. But he doesn't get the benefits of the Aseh of Matzah. Malov, Akosev, Ke'ele, Aseh, but Sof, Oinus command the Uvad Loyom Lin. The Oinus doesn't give him the credit that he did the mitzvah. Whereas an Aveira, he's the Oinus, it's counted, he didn't do the Aveira. Oinus command the Loy Uvar Omrinan, Oinus command the Uvad Loyom Lin. I think it's Yeshiach, it's Oktazir, that's why I say this to Loisesser. The Torah says, rather be an Oinus than the Loisesser. You haven't been able to anything, you're an Oinus. And you've got the benefit of the Aseh. Whereas, if you would say forget, lo yisaser, lo yichasei, you wouldn't get the benefit of asei. You're losing out more. That's why the Torah says asei deicha lo yisaser. Now, it could be that this question of is asei deicha too late lo yisaser of nish also depends on that. If we say stam sechidus atoyer, that asei is more powerful than lo yisaser. No, asei is more powerful than one lo yisaser. Maybe two lo yisasers. The quantity makes up for the quality. Two loisesses add up to something more than an asay. So maybe I say the chiddush haTorah is only one. If you say that the sfura of the Torah is, I'd rather you be an oinus on a loises than an asay. So the same thing on two loisesses. You're an oinus on two loisesses. It could be it depends on the sfura. Because you're showing them after events what the reason of say the loises. When you come to Be'idah, you can also say the same thing. If the chiddush haTorah is that because you're doing an asay. And then it has to be Be'idna. At the moment you're going to say it's such a gewaltige mitzvah, doich le loisese. But to be oivel now loisese, with a cheshma that after you're going to do an asay, maybe the Torah didn't say it. Ein lach ve'el ha-chadisha. If it's a chidish ha-Torah, ken zan b'shaz, you're oivel, you're doing a mitzvah, we allow you to ignore the loisese. But to do a loisese, because later on you're going to do a mitzvah, after the Torah was not machadishit. On the other hand, if we say the other sefura, we say the sefura is that he's an oivus. So even if it's not Idna, he's now grinding this earth for the Kisi Adam. He's the Oinus because he needs a Kisi Adam. Not now, in 5 minutes' time. The Chi is ready now. He's got the Dam there, by the way, ready now. But it takes him a few minutes to prepare. So he's an Oinus. So I believe that after Shambha Idna, Ken Zan is the same Choykus. Now, let's come back to the whole Kishis Oinus. They came and they asked the Shala, should they bring a Korban Pesach? What did the Panim Yafa say? The Shala was, do we say, Aseid Deicha, two Loises or the other Nish? That was the Shal. Had he just said, Al Tasi Pesach, not told in the hospital, don't do Pesach, they would have gone away with the impression that the reason is because one Aseid is not Deicha, two Loises. If one Aseid is not Deicha, two Loises, What's the reason of the said Lechaleis, as we said before? Not the Yeshia's Yaakov's Cheshbet and Onset Commander of Rat. The Cheshbet is a Gzeis HaKusiv. If it's a Gzeis HaKusiv, it has to be Be'idna. If it has to be Be'idna, there's no Havamin that you can break a bone. It's got a problem. It's only because the Maaseh, he didn't just sit in the Kol Pesach. There's going to be a Pesach Sheni. In other words, it could well be that Haseh is the Chetulois, as I said normally. But you have got a din of Pesach Sheni, somebody's told me about Pesach Sheni. So maybe the reason is not because I say not doich to loisesses. You've got a mitzvah Pesach Sheni. You've got a mitzvah Pesach Sheni, Kenzan, Oibazoi, coming back to the Friedrich Cheshbon, that I say doich loisesses even if it's not beidden. That's why you have to tell, teach them the halucha of Le'eth Lesishbriboy. So in a nutshell, what I'm saying is, had he not told them the whole chetel, just said, Al Tasi Pesach, there would have been no mistake. That they can break a korban the bone because one is toiling another. Al tasi pesach is because I say it's not doich tulei seses. If it's not doich tulei seses, it has to be beidna. So there will be no mechshel. It's only because the emes is that they had a korban pesach sheni. So it could be that I say is doich tulei seses, and that's why I have to have the halacha of eis from leisus blue.
You actually got a third loisasa there of noisa. Because if you don't eat the moyach that's inside the etzem, then you'll be over and it's a loisasirim men ad boike. What? No, but loisasirim men ad boike. Loisasirim men ad boike lebeish to sorry for. So you've got nacha loisasa, which is nishbe idna, but it's later.
No, what they could do, they could burn the whole thing before it gets moisa.
Are you allowed to burn? Are you allowed to burn what's called the meat of Korban Pesach to destroy it?
If you can't think
it was
wrong, basically. Let me just tell you about a heard from Rebbe Tzion Blozach. That halucha, the agashmak about. The Gemara says that the haluchas of Nikas Chumet start 30 days before because Shoyin v'Dorash Melech Pesach Shleishim Yom. What's the connection? Shoyin v'Dorash Melech Pesach Shleishim Yom is a practical thing. All right, we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu that the Boy Shem wants us 30 days to prepare to learn Haluchas. What's B'dikas Chumet, the Shaykh? Because of that, so B'dikas Chumet starts in those 30 days. Maybe the Chumet is 7 days. Same blood that I have altered about. The Gemara is up, the Mesech Tesoita, that every one of the 613 mitzvahs has 4 berises. The actual is called beris in Ha'chayref on the Tariq mitzvahs, but each mitzvah had got 4 berises. The actual is called beris on each mitzvah 4 times. Lilmoy to learn the haluchas, lilamoy to teach others, lishmoy velasas, whatever that means. Normally lishmoy velasas, I say listen. So every mitzvah has got 4 halukim in the mitzvah. Egletal in the Hakduma, I'm amazed on the Hilchas fin haluchas fin Shabbos, he says, Aibazoi, when you learn Hilchas Tefillin, you want to Hilchas Tefillin properly, you have to learn Hilchas Tefillin. Not just for practical reasons, it's a part of the mitzvah of Hilchas Tefillin. Shabbos is a part of mitzvah Shabbos to learn. Zok the Azoivi Shmiras Shabbos is keneged Taled Mitzvahs. Zok the limit fin Hilchas Shabbos is chushiv like limit Taled Mitzvahs, because it's a chelik of the mitzvah Shabbos. Limit elamid ishma velasis. Zok the Azoivi. The halucha fin learning, limit elamid ishma velasis. You have a mitzvah that takes shofar blusin. Shofar blusin, the lasis of shofar blusin is limited to one day, Rosh Hashanah. A day before, or if you do it a minute before it's Rosh Hashanah, you're not making the mitzvah. It's got its limitations. The lilmud is not necessarily with the same limitations. Lilmud kanzan starts before. Certainly, Hilchas Pesach. You can't say that the chelik limit of Hilchas Pesach starts to say the night. It's not shaykh. I say that in a few hours, from nacht till chatzos, to get your whole seder in time there. And the limit, Mizan, that the limit has got a different time. So the Torah is teaching us that the 30 days before, that's the zman of limit of Hilchas Pesach. In other words, we can learn Hilchas Pesach before Purim. It's learned Talmud Torah, like any part of Talmud Torah. From Purim onwards, when we learn Hilchas Pesach, it's a part of Pesach Tikaluch. So we're kind of the mitzvah of Pesach, the chelik limit of Pesach. Otherwise, it's Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is a gansiyot. No limited time. But the chelik of the mitzvah, that is here. So the Mameila Zog Chazal, if the chelik limit is 30 days before, B'dikas Chumet certainly must be before Pesach. You can't do it in Pesach. So Chazal say, if the chelik, the mitzvah already starts 30 days before the Gaba limit, but probably the same thing applies the Gaba Look up at the Bdikas Chometz. I had it once, spoke with the Siyim in the Babich, and it's finished Pesach the Shabbos, and I think the Gansa get to vote. Shabbos, as we know, the Mishabir brings a Chaydik Shlishi from Yaras Dvash. If somebody doesn't learn the Shabbos, he more or less guarantees him that he'll come with a Mikshel. Not the Shabbos, Karur, Matlim, Vesal, one has to make Haluch, the Shabbos. So Gemara is looking at the Shabbos. El Mur Hashem Yisrael Shtei Shabbosis, Miyad Negulin. Two Shabbosis. Fig Allah, if Shabbos can bring a Gula, what's one Shabbos, two Shabbosis? What's the end of two? Either Shabbos, what's the second Shabbos, Moisif on the first Shabbos? Yeshalmi state, El Mur Hashem Yisrael Shabbos Echot, Miyad Negulin. Shalmi state is here. See, there seems to be Machloikas, Yeshalmi and Babli. But it's Kenzan, Sishka Machloikas. We said before that in every mitzvah, a chelik of the mitzvah is the limit atzor of the mitzvah. Besides Talmud Torah is a mitzvah always. To have Hilchos Shabbos properly, to be Makayim Shmir Shabbos, you have to learn Hilchos Shabbos, not just for practical reasons. It's a part of the mitzvah. It's Ken Zan, Dusuk Tumura. Shtei Shabbos is made by the Tzvei Chalufim of the Shabbos, the limit of Shabbos, and the practical part of Shabbos. Yerushalmi calls it Shabbos Echad, Shnastira. Shabbos Echad, Ashleim Yitik Shabbos. What's a Shabbos? Lilmud, Lamud, Ishma Velas, it's all one thing. But the man is considered exception zwischen den zwei. Überlassen ein Wort auf zwei Gude. Pesach for Nacht, we finish the Seder night with Echad Miyadaya and with Chad Gadya. It's for states of this look the grace of Seder in the Zachem. Chad Gadya do the Moedige from Ben Sin Eibish, it's been the Gude, and for Nacht, Tzadikim. And Echad Miyadaya seems a lot strange, the whole thing. Echad Miyadaya, Shnai Miyadaya, we go over again and again and again. And Rav Avraham Gorovitz, the Tishtach, said, Pesach, we should come to such a level, such a madrega, that when you talk about mundane matters, you always think, talk about rochnius. Somebody mentions six. Six is Mishnah, you know what six is. Eight is in Meimila. Even push the numbers, the first thing which comes to your mind should be rochnius. That's the madrega, hopefully, we'll be elevated to. Abichmei Nachazach. We say each one Yichem Yedeh, we always repeat, go back and back and back. So the second thing is said, the first thing is said 13 times, the second 12, and the third is said once. Why do you have to repeat? Yichem Yedeh, Shnayim Yedeh, Shloshim Yedeh. Yedeh, the Pesach Banacht, should increase our Yedeh, and it does, Da'at Elakai Yichot. When I saw Shushdeid, Atinik doesn't say Abba, till he eats chitzah, zok the tzareim is, we're all tzinoikas, kinder from the Rabboni Shloilam, we're the matan Hashem lakeichem, to say Abba, to really appreciate, to win you, 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 to then we get to the Madag of Das. So that's Eichad Miyadeh, Shnai Miyadeh, the Das increases all the time. The sounds of Ruf, the Tzad of Ruchat, Gazuk Tamul, that Ein Zachat Hamoyra, the grace of Gun Oilim, sitting alone day and night, Shiva's Bdala day and night, he's always worried about one thing. He should never come to a matzav that Chachmusai Meribah Meyerusai. He's learning more and more Torah, so you have to increase the Yerushmaim accordingly. Otherwise, if you have a certain level of Yerushmaim, you learn more. It's Chachmusai Meribah Meyerusai. At Ibid Moirgat for them. Because the more Torah you learn, the more you have to increase Yerushmaim. It shouldn't be Chachmusai Meribah Meyerusai. Every time your day is something new, you have to repeat again a higher madrega of Echad Elokein Bashmayim Buret. Das Elokei Avichu. So you know 13 things, you have to add another Echad Elokein Bashmayim Buret. Most times they did. I have some help from the Zohar Zayim Tzad Kush and Five and Pesach. Mit Mishich Tzamayim Mit Kor and Pesach and Shnayim and Akkredish. Thank you.